Yo, what's good, my nigga? Like, you wanna know about magic and shit? Like, how to get started? Like, yo, well, lucky for you, like, you're already on the path. You feel me? Like, with this whole Buddhism and, like, meditation stuff you're doing, like, for real, like, yo, meditation is literally, like, the foundation of, like, of a fucking, of a good spiritual practice, you feel me? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, yeah, dog. So, basically, like, first I'm gonna, yeah. I mean, I would send you what I sent Burn, cause I sent him, like, a fucking long ass message, like, half an hour long, but, like, I can't find the file, so, like, I'll just record you this new one, you feel me? Like, fucking, so first I'm gonna tell you, like, the kind of stuff you would hear if you went asking in a magic forum or like a fucking a magic occult subreddit or whatever, and then after I'm gonna tell you like some shit, you know, some more personal type shit. So fucking basically you should spend your first year at least, okay, you should spend your first year learning as much about magic as possible before casting any spells or any of that stuff. Okay? Now, by the way, I didn't follow this advice. I literally started with casting spells and alerts afterwards. You feel me? I kind of did this backwards, but like I'm just telling you what you know, the kind of shit you would hear if you went asking around in a magical form, you feel me? So like yeah, like you can, a lot of good, information is, like, behind a paywall in books, you feel me? That being said, there are, like, fucking tons of free PDFs online. Honestly, more than enough to build an entire spiritual practice. Like, and also, I'm gonna recommend you some Facebook groups. Because Facebook groups are like, that shit is like honestly, one of the best places to fucking get information on this stuff, okay? And also Discord servers, right? Discord, Facebook, you know, stuff like that, you know? Like, I don't know of any Telegram chats, but that's where you're gonna find the really crazy shit, you feel me? Fucking dark sorcery on Facebook. They're gonna ask, are you on the left-hand path? That's how you get, because they're gonna ask some questions for you to get in. Just tell me, yeah, I'm on the left-hand path and shit, okay? And, fucking, once you're in, they have like over 400 fucking full-sized motherfucking books in PDF format, for download, like for free, okay? Like, literally more books, like, literally more books than you ever fucking need. Okay, for free. And then, and that particular, Facebook group is literally like a group for fucking magic celebrities. Okay, like, you got like famous authors and shit who post on that fucking group. Like, you know what I mean? That's like the heavy, you know what I mean? That's like the ultimate sorcerers on earth are posting on fucking dark sorcery. Okay? They're active on dark sorcery. And then you got, the Sorcerer's Guild on Facebook, which is run by a chaos magic dude called Sorcerer Tall, okay? Another excellent group. Now, the character of this group is a little different, right? It's not as dark. It's dark sorcery. Obviously, dark sorcery is dark, okay? And they, although dark sorcery has an emphasis on folk magic, okay? Which, you know, as opposed to Hermeticism and stuff, it's mostly folk magic, like, you know, but like, but black magic. You feel me? It's all black magic. Although, you know, you got some guys who aren't doing folk magic. Like, you got some chaos magic dudes, like, I forgot the motherfucker's name, but you know, you got motherfuckers like that. There might be a couple, damn, I might be wrong. I should be, there are no hermeticists there, but you know, it's like that, right? Then, the Sorcerer's Guild, that is a chaos magic group. Okay? And again, like, there's a lot of really good guys there. Fucking, you know, you learn a lot there. Also, they got a whole bunch of free books. So between those two groups, that's like fucking over 500 free books. And also, besides the books, okay, I'm gonna give you some YouTube channels, okay? Fucking, you can make like a separate YouTube account just for, studying fucking magic. And you can, like, remove all the videos on your feed that you don't wanna see. Like, let's say, like, you can train your feed so it literally, just gives you fucking magic videos. Okay? And, just keep fucking, selecting, you know, I don't wanna watch this. Like, let's say some random bullshit, you know, some lame-ass normie bullshit pops up. This is like, I don't want to see this, not interested, you know, a little button. And keep doing that to all the lame videos that aren't magical. And just keep watching, only watch magic videos on that fucking YouTube account. And then eventually, in a few weeks, it will only fucking show you. You're only going to get magic videos. And it's going to recommend you shit that, like, you would never, ever find otherwise. Like, it'll give you random shit from people you never heard of. And some of that shit is honestly really, really good. You know what I mean? There's some shit for free, like, just fucking random videos on YouTube which are, like, incredible. And, realistically, you could build a whole spiritual practice just from watching that shit. Fucking, like, I mean, damn, son, like, you know, I hope you're still listening to this, dog. Fucking, almost 7 minutes in, I haven't even talked about no real shit. Fucking, basically, actually, I started wrong. I should have started with this shit. What you need to do is, before starting anything, dog, you need to really discover what you're into. Okay? And this is not gonna happen instantly. I remember when I started, it took me about 6 months for me to find out that, you know, I'm not really interested in white magic. That's what I started out with, okay? Because I'm a light triad, altruistic person. That's why I'm recording this for you. You feel me? I'm a nice guy. And, but, like, nah, man, like, white magic, it wasn't doing for me. So that's why I started checking out black magic. And that's what I'm doing. You know, I like it. So you gotta find out what you like, okay? And, you gotta understand that, like, literally every culture that ever existed has, like, multiple fucking, magical practices associated with it, right? You know, people develop all kinds of spiritual traditions, like, all over the world. And each and every one of them is, like, completely legitimate and real. Okay? So this isn't like Christianity where there's like one true fucking thing. Like, the reality is, reality is really fucking complex and weird, you feel me? And, okay, here's some other shit, dude. You can have a full-blown, full, deep spiritual practice, and never contact a single spirit in your entire fucking life. Because your body has its own energy, you got your own fucking soul and shit. You got your kundalini and all this shit, chakras. You have all kinds of shit to work with without touching a single spirit. So, like, don't think that you need to call upon spirits if you don't want to, okay? So there's that. Now, I can see that you've started with an Eastern practice. You feel me? Like, the stuff you talk about sounds pretty Buddhist to me. And I'll be honest, dude, I love Buddhism. Like, I'm not a Buddhist myself, but, like, Buddhism has a lot of great fucking, a lot of great things to learn from, a lot of great teachings, and, I sincerely believe that if everyone on Earth was Buddhist, that the fucking world would be a much better place. That being said, I'm not Buddhist, okay? And I have my own reasons for that, right? Now, okay, I'll say right now, I'll get to that later, right, because I gotta tell you some more basic shit, right? So, yeah, spend the beginning figuring out what you want to do, Okay, like I said, it's not gonna be instantaneous, and there's all kinds of different shit. Like, you have, like, Greek paganism, you got, like, these are some examples. Norse paganism, fucking Celtic paganism, you know what I mean? Like, British Druidism, fucking Roman paganism, all kinds of motherfucking African paganism. And African stuff is, like, you know, voodoo and, like, Palo Mayombe. These kinds of fucking practices are insanely potent and powerful, like crazy. Crazy stuff is, I don't know, it's like the nature of the spirits that they're summoning. Well, my bad, dog. Okay, here's something. Summoning is kind of like a bad word, you feel me? Like, I'm just building up the habit because I was like, I've been trying to, like, educate lay people and, like, trying to use a language that they can relate to, right? And summoning is a term, like, you know, people hear from movies and shit, but, like I said before, another term, like, summoning is something a judge does to a person when they get subpoenaed. They get summoned to court. But, like, you're not a fucking judge calling up a dude to court, dude. Like, you are a fucking a human, a.k.a. a glorified monkey trying to call upon this fucking super powerful, superhuman entity. You know what I mean? This mysterious entity. So summoning is not the appropriate term, dog. These beings need to be treated with respect, right? So call upon the being. Okay. So yeah, African beings are fucking crazy powerful. That style of magic is powerful as hell. Okay. Fucking. But you got all kinds of stuff, dude. Like Arabic stuff, you know, Muslim type magic, Japanese, Chinese. Like, these are all examples. Like, there's literally every culture, everything has multiple types, right? You know, the Jewish stuff is really famous. You know. Kabbalah, right? And Christians had their own Kabbalah. Hermeticism and Rosicrucianism, that's literally Christian Kabbalah, by the way. And you got chaos magic, too. So that's like a big modern style of magic. It's not a style, it's more of like a concept, an approach to magic. You feel me? It's a That's what I do, okay? You know, it's like very experimental and non-traditional approach to doing magic, okay? Yeah, so like spend time figuring out what you want to do, you know? Like, do you want to fucking do white magic? Do you want to do black magic? Do you want to do something in between? Do you want to do both? You know, it's up to you. Okay, so yeah, so spend your first year fucking do that and meditate, dude. Like, you're already meditating, that's good. And also, there's different kinds of meditation. It's not just void meditation, okay? Or like in Zen Buddhism, they do Zazen, which is staring at a fucking wall. That's cool too. Like, you can fucking trip the fuck out staring at a wall or do, you know. I mean, I use walls, you feel me? You can scry with a wall, you feel me? The hell was I gonna say? Yeah, so your first year, spend that shit learning. Then your second year, you can start off with spells and stuff. But always start out slow. Don't do anything you can't handle. And also, like, some people have really fancy setups. You don't need a fancy setup, dude. Like, you know, you can do this shit cheap as hell. You can use supplies from a Dollar Tree. You can use fucking sticks off the ground in the woods, rocks off the ground in the woods. Okay, you only need to buy Dude, you can grab a quartz rock off the ground, you feel me? And that's a crystal for free, okay? Like, so that's that. And also, crystals, right? So some dude said some bullshit. Look, dude, you can get crystals cheap as hell. You can get them cheap as hell online. Don't think the more you pay for it, the better crystal is. A crystal's a crystal. So, you know, get yourself, find deals on that shit, okay? Also herbs, man. Herbs are fucking, these days, herbs are kind of underrated, you feel me? Like, plants fucking, like, plants are literally fucking living things, you feel me? And, like, living things are pretty powerful, you feel me? Or animals, man. Like, if you go in the woods, you find a fucking dead animal, find some animal bones in the woods. Damn, son. Animal bones are powerful as hell. And so are pieces of metal. Pieces of metal are fucking, the metal's metal conducts magic. Metal, wood, these things conduct magic. Crystals, obviously, you know, shit like that. Plastic is not a good conductor of magic. And iron things, like, let's say you want to protect yourself from evil spirits, dude. Literally, any knife, dude, you can fucking cut his spirit up with a fucking knife. So that's some basic shit on some protection. A lot of bitch-ass motherfuckers, I'll say the first spell you should learn is protection. I mean, if that's what you want to do, go ahead, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, do whatever you want, okay? So that's what I have to say about that. And also, spirits are pretty heavy-duty. So, like, wait till you fucking got some spells under your belt. Wait till you know what you're doing before you start, with that. Although, you don't really have to, because, like, I'm in the black magic stuff, man, a lot of people start with spirits, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean? So, it's like, because the whole black magic side's more extreme and all this stuff, so we do crazy. Black magic is like the extreme sports of magic, you feel me? You know what I mean? So we get wild and shit. Yo, fucking yoga, dude, because you're already on that Eastern stuff. Yoga is fucking incredible for this shit, okay? Yoga's incredible for this shit, like, you feel me? Also, about meditation, dude, so, like, I do void meditation sometimes, but, like, actually, a lot of stuff I do is visualization type stuff, right? Although, you know, like, last night I was doing void meditation, you feel me? And just observing the shit popping in my mind, you feel me? Observing the images and the faces of fucking God knows what, you know what I mean? Walking into my mind's eye. But, I do a lot of, like, visualization stuff. Like, I like to do, okay, honestly, I'll give you a link to the Black Flame initiation one, right? Black Flame activation, right? So that one's fucking incredibly good. And in the left-hand path, right, this whole thing about the Black Flame, like, that's the source of magic. So, like, you know what I mean? We're really into that stuff. And this other one I like doing, I like to fucking literally meditate. And I visualize myself on fire in the third person. I just see myself burning to a crisp. And, you know, and I might move my perspective to first person. I'm just, like, looking at my body fucking being incinerated and shit. You know? It's like, it's just some hell meditation, you feel me? Like, you know, I'm getting down with darkness and shit. You feel me? And also, everything has fucking, like, essence and a power, like, there's, like, dude, like, even colors, man, like, the color black, the color green, the color red, you can literally summon, I never tried, but I'm gonna try this, man, you can do an invocation of the color green, you know what I mean? I don't know what that'll do to me, I don't know if that's just gonna turn me into a vegetable or whatever, but, like, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous how this, the spirit world and just the fucking, the world reality in general is weird as hell, like, it's way crazier than people think. You feel me? Like, it's complex beyond our comprehension. It's more than our stupid monkey brain can comprehend. You feel me? Despite what some arrogant people might say. And also about arrogance. These days, people are really fucking arrogant. Okay? People are really narcissistic. Now, I'm not like that. Okay? So, you know, if you've never met anyone like me before, well, hello, you know what I mean? Like, you finally met someone who isn't fucking narcissistic. And, yeah, man, I fucking hate people like that, man. Like, man, I don't make a threat about fucking personality traits I hate, but that's some fucking shit. I hate that shit. But, you know, you're already on this Buddhist stuff, right? So you know about dissolving the ego, which is very, I'm glad you're doing this, because, like, the ego will fucking blind you. Do you feel me? It'll confuse you. You know what I mean? Like, so being humble, you can see reality, like, you know, clearer than the average person who's tripping. That's, you know, there's a lot of stuff I like about Buddhism, like the whole, trying to, like, get rid of delusions and shit, you know what I mean? Because the average person is just mindful completely with delusion. The fuck was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, so, I guess I might talk about some magical tools, right? So with witchcraft, right? Now, also, a big thing of magic is freedom, okay? And, like, being yourself is a huge part of magic, okay? So that's very different than normal society. You know, normal people just fucking conform and shit. They're trying to fit in. You know what I mean? They're trying to go along with the other glorified monkeys, you feel me? But, like, with magic, you feel me? Like, we're different. You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? So, like, fucking go crazy with being yourself. Do not inhibit yourself at all. Be fucking, go explore yourself in crazy ways. Explore your sexuality. Explore your fucking, all kinds of shit, dude. And don't let other people control you. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, you feel me? Like, because we're too badass for that shit, you feel me? The hell else was going to say? Oh, and don't be afraid to take from a practice, and, you know, don't be afraid to mix and match magical stuff, even though some fucking racist-ass people might tell you not to. You know, fuck up, they're just being biased. Before I get too deep in this fucking thing, man, I'm going to tell you some weird shit about magic, okay? Well, actually, before that, let me talk about, because, yeah, so in magic, man, like, just like the manosphere and lots of places, you're going to encounter a lot of incredibly conceited people, okay? And, Western occultism, for, like, the past, well, for more than 100 years, okay, for more than 150 years, it has been led by extreme narcissistic megalomaniacs. Okay, and that's just been kind of the character of Western occultism for a long time, and so you have people who talk very authoritatively about magic, but the thing is, like, you know, well, how about this, I'm going to tell you what I know about magic, because that'll be very fast, because the reality is I know very little, because I'm humble enough to say that, no, man, this is not something you could know that much about, even though humans have been fucking doing this for, like, fucking, like, way more than 9,000 years, dude, like, you know, possibly 60,000 years or more, you know what I mean? Like, there may have been some crude form fucking done by, like, Australopithecus 2.5 million years ago, you know what I mean? Like, so, but in all that time, man, we've only been able to learn so much about this. Like, we haven't even scratched the surface on this crazy topic in 2.5 million years. But let's be a little more, let's say 60,000 years, right? Because 60,000 years ago is when humans who think more or less like us came about. Oh, yeah, and also, like, my personal spiritual practice doesn't rely upon any fucking conspiracy theories or science denial or any fucking this retarded bullshit, right? So, I believe in evolution. I believe in fucking the Big Bang. And, science doesn't, I'm not afraid of science. That shit doesn't bother me. It doesn't conflict with my beliefs. They're studying what they're studying, and I'm studying what I'm studying. You feel me? They're studying the physical world. I'm studying the physical, I'm studying the spiritual world. It ain't the same thing. So, we're gonna disagree on some shit that, you know, they're not gonna understand what I'm into. But I ain't disagree. I'm down with everything they're saying. They just don't accept that what I believe is real. But, you know, like, okay, so basically, there's, like, different layers of reality. So there's all this physical, biological stuff, you know what I mean? But there's a fucking spiritual layer, a spiritual element to every physical thing. And it's, you know what I mean? A spiritual layer behind it, all this stuff. The hell was I going to say? Oh yeah, so this relates to the whole narcissistic ass fucking sorcerers and shit. Also, yeah, before I get to that. Even what you call yourself is important, right? Because, like, that will, like, that's part of, like, you know, finding yourself, right? Like, I, instead of calling occultism, I like to call it witchcraft. And instead of calling myself an occultist, I like to call myself a warlock. I just like the way these things sound, right? And this is part of being yourself. This is a really big thing. But, you know, you figure out what you want to call yourself, right? You figure out you want to be a wizard or a fucking magician, a fucking sorcerer, you know, warlock, whatever the hell you want to be, an occultist, you know, you figure it out for yourself. Okay, so about the dudes being all narcissistic, right? So, like, basically, they don't know, remotely as much as they think they do, even though they'll still speak pure authority, right? So, I'll tell you what I learned about magic. I learned that the psychological model is actually bullshit, and that has been a That was a big mistake that Western cultists made 150 years ago, okay? They fucked up. It's wrong. I have learned that spirits are real. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. I do not know what the fuck a spirit is or a god is. A lot of people tell you, you know, that they know, but the thing is, like, this shit is weird, kind of beyond our comprehension. The other fucking thing I learned is that magic is extremely fucking mysterious, and it's bizarre as hell, okay? So, yeah, one of the things I learned is, like, whoa, I learned that I do not know shit, and that, you know, I'm gonna practice this for the rest of my life, and I'm still not gonna know shit, because this stuff is so damn weird. It's such a big damn topic. So there's that. And here's, I'm going to tell you something really weird about magic, man. So this is something about belief, okay? Now, before that, let's talk about the chaos magic concept of belief as a tool, okay? So basically, I'm going to tell you the weird shit about belief. Your fucking beliefs will, the way you interact with the spirit world and the astral and all the spiritual stuff will change depending on what you believe. Okay? So it's not like this objective thing that you go look for and it's like only one way. Okay? It's not like that at all. What you believe will affect the way the spirit world interacts with you. And also, another weird ass thing about belief. Your magical beliefs can be complete bullshit. You can believe in something totally stupid and have a magical system that is completely stupid, and it will still function perfectly fine. Okay, as long as you're using some basic magical principles. Okay, so there's that, right? So, like, there's a guy. There's some great examples of this. Like, there's this dude on Dark Sorcery. He's powerful as hell. And he fucking can do telekinesis. I'm doing some weird shit, but like, when I make a new Facebook account, I get back into that group. Okay? I might hook you up with some links. I can't promise this, but I might hook you up with some links to his videos. This motherfucker is telekinetic and he can move, like, pieces of fucking tinfoil and shit with his fucking energy. It's fucking crazy as hell. So this guy's powerful as hell, you know, basically, like, you know what I mean? He's on some crazy shit, but his fucking understanding of the spirit world is complete nonsense, you know what I mean? He will talk about some completely crazy bullshit, like, he'll talk about Metacalorians and all this crazy shit that isn't real, yet his system is completely efficacious. Okay, so that's some shit. So don't get bent out of shape trying to find the right cosmology and the right way to do this, because it's not like that. As long as you follow some basic principles on how to fucking use magic, it will function. What else? Let's talk about high magic and low magic, right? You're asking me how to manipulate and modify your reality. Well, what you're asking me is how to do low magic. And, you're in luck, because that's my specialty, okay? Because that's what low magic is. Low magic is all about creating physical things, making physical things happen, creating events in your life, you know, shit like that. A lot of it's survival-based, like getting pussy, getting food, you know, getting money, you know what I mean? Killing people with curses and shit. You know what I mean? Which is like, that's how we do our, you know what I mean? That's how we fucking destroy people when we have to and shit. Or although, on some evil shit, like some people just kill people for fun with magic, but like, you know, that's on some other shit. The fuck is he gonna say? Right? So that's all low magic. And then you got high magic, right? So high magic is all about trying to ascend into a god, basically. How to evolve from a human to something else more powerful, basically. And Also, like, what I'm doing, okay? The objectives, like, not all spiritual objectives are the same. Not all spiritual paths are the same, okay? So, like, you are trying, like, the whole Buddhism thing, right? The whole goal of Buddhism is to attain enlightenment. And to ultimately escape the cycle of death and rebirth. Although some people don't. You don't necessarily have to do that. You could, you know, become like the fat Buddha and like hover around as a ascended master, helping people and shit, you know, whatever. Like personally, man, I wouldn't mind doing a ritual so I reincarnate with all my knowledge that I learned in this life. So I can be reborn with like an adult mind and a whole, and like just years of fucking occult knowledge, so I can start, so I won't be starting from scratch. I'll be starting from an advanced place. Now I'll just get more powerful in that life, right? And then after that I could go do some other shit. And I'd also like to turn into a fucking spirit being that flies around Earth for a little bit until I go somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like I literally want to grow wings and shit and a tail and like claws and shit. You know what I mean? Snake eyes. That's, and long ass hair. That's what I want. You know what I mean? I want to turn some fucking weird-ass monster and shit. So, okay, high magic. Yeah, high magic is about ascending. Okay, so that's doing rituals and shit to become more powerful. You can, like, a lot of people do this, and like, they're not doing any spells to fucking make anything happen. They're not trying to, you know what I mean? And actually, that's how the psychological model got so powerful. Because you had these guys focusing on becoming God, becoming more powerful, and they weren't doing any, magic to make physical things happen, right? They're just doing like visualization exercises and like and all this energy stuff, and they delude themselves into thinking that magic is just a fucking what's that shit? Placebo effect, self-fulfilling prophecy, psychology, weird thing, right? But that was just them being narcissistic and not accepting that, like, you know, there's other people doing other shit, and, like, they weren't doing a practice that will let them see that the psychological model was bullshit, so, you know what I mean, they fooled themselves. And also, you know, a lot of stuff, you know what I mean, people are racist now, right, but in the past, obviously, people were also racist as hell. So, like, you have these Western cultists doing this high magic, and they're neglecting the magical practices around the world, you know what I mean? Like Native Americans, Africans, shamans doing low magic, making physical shit happen, you know? Like, if they actually looked into that shit, they would know for a fact that the psychological model just ain't real. But yeah, man, like, so I'll tell you right now, the one thing I have learned is that, no, magic is not a fucking placebo effect, self-fulfilling prophecy bullshit. It's not that. It's not a weird psychological practice. It's not that at all. It is something real. Spirits are real. And all of that. And you can make things. You can make money. You can get pussy. You can kill people. This stuff is real. So, yeah, okay, let me get my thoughts together. I think, what else? Okay. So I'll talk about the whole, like, yeah, so I do, like, my kind of witchcraft is kind of like, my personal practice. I'm starting to get more into shamanism, because that shit is really underrated, right? Because a lot of people are racist as hell, right? And they're so narcissistic, they just want to become a god. Like, a lot of people these days neglect low magic because they're fucking megalomaniac narcissists. They just want to become a god. You know what I mean? They neglect all kinds of cool, fun shit. Yeah, man, I'm starting to get into shamanism, which is like the most primitive ancient form of magic, you know, with nature spirits and natural stuff. And that shit's powerful as hell, okay? Because, like, yeah, that shit's like really, really powerful. Because fucking, using physical objects to make physical things happen. You know what I mean? Using natural objects, we live in nature, to make natural things happen. Okay? And also using drugs. Drugs are fucking, if you go to a lot of places, they'll tell you all kinds of bullshit, like, don't do drugs, all that stuff. Dude, that's because, occultism these days has been polluted by the red pill, which is, a lot of red pill is just like Christian, extreme Christian fundamentalism. So like fucking pagan shit, satanic shit is literally influenced and corrupted by fucking fundamentalist Christianity. But nah, dude, like, the first occultists use drugs to do magic. Like, that is a totally legitimate practice. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. They don't know what they're talking about. So don't be afraid, you know, to take some mushrooms, smoke some DMT. Don't be afraid to smoke salvia and do rituals. You can see God on salvia. Like, the fucking Aztecs use salvia for the rituals. What else? And also, man, like, yeah, so magic's beyond good and evil. Right now, I'm like Triad, but I'm not gonna be biased. You know, I understand that magic can be, because it's unlimited, right? So before I talk about how fucking some sick shit, I'll tell you right now, the best people on earth practice Wicca. Like the most kind and altruistic human beings I ever met are Wiccans, okay? Are white witches. So keep that in mind. Most Christians are fucking pieces of shit. A lot of Muslims are pieces of shit. Fucking Wiccans are cool, right? So that's what I have to say about that. So, right, we established that occultists can be literally the most righteous humans on earth, but because magic's so, it's everything and it's unlimited, it can also be the most evil shit on earth, right? Like, a good example is Adolfo Constanzo, who fucking used to chop people up and stuff them into a cauldron for his Ganga, and then Ganga's like, fucking, it's crazy what it is. It's like a weird magical supercomputer that runs on fucking, little human brain as a processor and shit, and like, it's got sticks and all kinds of weird shit. It's fucking, it's grotesque. It reeks of decomposing human bodies. It's fucking, but it's powerful as hell. So keep that in mind, okay? Like, you know, cutting yourself, using blood, oh my god, you use blood for magic? Holy shit, powerful as hell. Your own blood, but you also use animal blood, someone else's blood, you know, all kinds of shit. You know, a girl's menstruation fluid, all kinds of shit, you feel me? Also, your semen, dude, your semen. Magical potion, you feel me? So I guess, yeah, let's talk about magical tools, right? So witchcraft, right, unlike New Age shit. Oh, yeah, New Age. The New Age movement is an abomination of magic. It's an abomination, bastard child, bastardization of magic. It's complete bullshit. But, like I said before, you can believe in complete bullshit and still be efficacious. So, that's why some New Agers are extremely powerful and extremely psychic. And they can do fucking all kinds of super powerful shit. Even though they believe in nonsense, like hacking your DNA and DNA activation and all this weird pseudoscience nonsense. You know? Like, you can still be psychic and believe in pseudoscience horseshit. But yeah, let's talk about magical tools. Like, a big thing in witchcraft is using magical tools, okay? So, like, a lot of shit you see in movies are totally real. Like, wands, yeah, that shit's real. Harry Potter-ass shit, like, wands, yeah. Go in the woods, you know, grab yourself an oak branch, there you go. Doesn't have to be too long, you feel me? I like to keep them under 12 inches, you feel me? So there's not too much resistance. You know what I mean? Like, imagine it's like a fucking wire. Reduces the resistance. So there's that. You can make a magical staff. You know what I mean? Out of a fucking, again, a big piece of oak. You can find a holly in the woods. You feel me? Holly, the holy wood. You know what I mean? Ideal wand material. Okay? So there's that. Fucking crystals, you know, we all know about crystals. Quartz, you can do anything. Lapis lazuli, fucking, you know, make you psychic, fucking help you see spirits. Amethyst, help you get into a trance, help you see spirits, you know, fucking citrine. Very good all-around crystal. Help you make money. You know what I mean? Smoky quartz can protect you, be able to use for vampirism. Oh, vampirism is a big thing in magic. So, yeah, like, you know, but it's up to your own personal ethics, okay? So, like, you know, if you want to vampirize someone or not, but, like, oh, man, that's a fast way to get energy. That's how you get super powerful, fast as hell. The path of vampirism. Some of the most powerful people in the world are vampires. So, Uncle Spurt's a fucking vampire, dog. He's on Black Pill Dog Club. You know what I mean? Talk to him. He can teach you some stuff. Although, you know, he's got different beliefs than me, but like I said, dude, like, what you believe... you know, kind of doesn't matter. He may say some things that contradict me, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, he is who he is, I am who I am, you feel me? What are magical tools, you feel me? Copper, man, get yourself some copper. Copper is a fucking excellent motherfucking conductor of magic, you feel me? Coins, you feel me? Coins store magic, great, any kind of piece of metal, fucking, you know, a chalice, you feel me? Get yourself a fucking altar cloth. You feel me? You know what I mean? Pick a color that you... Oh, shit. Like, I've babbled for, you know, for pretty long, man. I'll send you some, like, videos and shit and some links to some stuff, you feel me? Because, like, this is getting long as hell, man. 40 minutes, you feel me? But, the fuck else was gonna say? Oh, yeah, man. Candles and incense. Pretty basic thing for summoning spirits and spiritual practices, okay? Fucking, dragon's blood, you fucking, you get 3/6 of, you burn 3/6 of dragon's blood in a ritual, makes your ritual 3 times more powerful, you feel me? Then you got the moon cycles, you feel me? Like, full moon's the strongest time of the year, you feel me? So, you know, just remember that, man. When you use the power of the full moon, and also, even when you're not doing rituals, you can go stare at it and vampirize it. Imagine a beam of light coming from the moon and hitting you in the fucking forehead, blasting you, and feel it. Visualize it hard as hell, okay? And I like to do some prana type shit. I like to suck in the energy through my nose. I breathe it in. You know what I mean? To drink the power of the moon. And you can do the sun every single day. You can suck the life of the sun. You feel me? Get powerful as fuck. You know what I mean? And then you got the waxing moon and the waning moon, right? So the waxing moon, that's the first 2 weeks of the month. Good time for any ritual, nigga. You got 2 weeks. 2 weeks prime time for any ritual you want to do. Okay? And then after the full moon, after the climax of the month, that's when you got the waning moon. That's the time for banishing and cursing, destroying. If you want just evil shit, you want to take it away, you know, you want to destroy a human being, you want to kill someone, that's the fucking time of month to do it. Okay? What else? But, you know, you don't gotta do that shit if you're not evil, you feel me? It's okay to not be evil. It's actually good to not be evil. The fuck else are we gonna say? Oh, and don't be afraid of voodoo, dude. Like I said, man, a lot of people might, you know, say some bad stuff about voodoo in this form because they're racist, but no, dude, voodoo's powerful as fuck. Okay, it's scary powerful. And there's some dangerous-ass spirits that can kill you, okay? So be careful with voodoo, too. And also, one warning. You know, do anything you want. All spiritual practices are cool. The African stuff is dark as hell, okay? It's actually darker than a lot of demon stuff. Most demons aren't... They're like, as far as evil spirits go, they're like basically the chillest ones. Fucking... Now, African spirits aren't evil spirits, but they are hardcore. And some of them are. Some are dark evil spirits, okay? They got good spirits, they got dark spirits, they got evil spirits. Some of the evil spirits in African magic are so fucking evil, it's crazy. And they're dangerous as hell. So keep that in mind if you want to go the African route. And the one thing I'm going to recommend against is Mesoamerican stuff, dude. Even think about it. Dude. Okay, Aztec stuff, scary. Hardcore, crazy scary, dude. Just keep that in mind. Skinwalkers are real, by the way. Those are just fucking dudes in a reservation. Those are sorcerers doing a fucking, like, a werewolf ritual. Those are like werewolves. Werewolves are real, by the way. You can do a ritual, make yourself into a werewolf. Okay, so that's some real shit. Yeah, man, this shit's gone for fucking basically 45 fucking minutes, man. So, almost 45 minutes, 44 minutes, 35 seconds, you feel me? So, like, I'm gonna fucking, pause this shit. I'm gonna cut this short. And I might send you some video links, you know, so you can start training your YouTube feed and shit, you know. Like I said, man, train that feed. Make an account just for learning magic. Train that feed. Nothing but magic videos. It's gonna start spitting out crazy shit, weird shit. You would never look up, and you're gonna have a constant source of some fucking good information that's easily accessible. And also, yeah, about the books, man. Yeah, don't be afraid to pay money for a book, okay? And that's about it.